Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's October 24th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how are you doing this week?
Pretty good, you?
I'm very good. I'm painting a new War Machine army, which means it's Monday. Because that seems to be the way I do it.
Yeah, switching after each weekend.
Yep.
Every weekend.
You know, it amazes me I never get anything accomplished. And now we're talking about Arena Rex, so that War Machine army is probably going to go on hold.
Yeah, at least you only have, what, three models or four to paint?
That's true.
You might be
That's
able true. To finish it before changing mind. I know I won't be able to.
That's because your standards are too high. You need to lower yourself to my level.
If only.
Yeah.
Because your level is pretty good, so I would be happy with that level for Plymouth.
Well, to quantify that, pretty good for the time I put in. Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm not some sort of, savant painter, but I get the job done. Anyway, yeah, so that's right. It's only four models. I should be able to get that done and not completely derail everything else. We'll see. Speaking of derailing everything else, let's get back to the show. It's going to be one of those nights. First up, we're going to talk about some new releases, and then we're going to go into our Kickstarter crowdfunding news. And first on the list this week is Wereweevil Miniatures. I love that name, by the way. Rotten Eggbots.
So this is a whole line of small chibi-ized, maybe, inspired by Plague Marine / Plague Terminators models. They are small, egg-shaped, sci-fi,
awesome.
Plague-ish, awesome models.
They
look awesome. And the most recent release are what is we're talking about champions. So you got three different champions. It doesn't have a web page or a Facebook page. It's a Facebook group, so it's a bit hard to go through and look through, but the first post in the page is always is priceless. And after that, you just look down and you'll be able to find stuff. So we'll link to it or search for Wereweevil Miniatures and you'll be able to find all those small fun miniatures he's working on.
Yeah, they are very awesome.
We've seen some painted ones by Mark.
Mark Maxey,
to name just him.
Yeah, and he's got he seems to have egg bots for every Chaos God.
Oh yeah, okay. I only remember seeing the Nurgle one, but that's probably just because they're the latest one.
Yeah, no, there's in one of the shots I saw some Khorne guys in the back, and I look and I see them on the price list as angry egg bots. And then there's Sonic Eggbots, which must be Slaanesh.
Now that you mention it, I think I remember seeing them, but like early in the like months / maybe years ago, I don't remember.
Yeah, they are cool looking though. So go check it out. Support a small operation. It's a one man show doing this on the sideline.
Yep.
And like they're really affordable. The champions three models for $29.
It's 29 Australian.
Australian dollars. Yeah. Which is about 1-to-1 with Canada, I think.
Yeah, so around there.
Give or take, yeah. All right. Oh, man. I'm going to murder this name. Joaquin Palacios Studio. Frozen Fang Busts and Models.
So this is two versions of the same idea. So the first, we have the model standing. It's a
Space Wolf.
Yeah, it's a non-IP infringing Space Wolf.
Yes, exactly. Space Vikings are hard to copyright.
Yeah.
Or trademark or whatever.
Yeah. So, a big guy. It's a big piece. What's the scale? Yeah, 70 mm tall. So, pretty big. And the second one is of the same model, but it's a bust. So, standard bust. Chest, head, and the two shoulder pads. Two Cheyenne shoulder pads.
Yeah. And he's only 33 euros right now, because he's also 10% off.
Yeah, but that's only until Wednesday the 25th. This week. So.
Yeah. So you get one day after hearing the show. Make it count. Okay. Really cool model, though.
And the bust is pretty big. The standing model is 70 millimeter. The bust is 80.
I am all for big busts.
Yeah.
Moving on. I couldn't. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I know. I saw your look. Miracle Collectibles, Rotheart the Warlock.
So this is another bust, but this one is of what looks almost like a goblin, but it's probably more of a necromancer.
Necromancer, yep.
Yeah. So bust of necromancer with a small... I'm not sure if it's a necromancer, but there's a small demon on his back.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe he's a... what's the term I'm looking for? Like an infernalist? Like
a warlock, maybe?
Yeah.
Or a demonologist?
He's very cool looking. He's got a very nice face, lots of character there. The scarring and like...
the pustule in the front and the...
Yep. On his forehead and stuff.
Forehead, yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks very cool. Very, very cool. Do we have a price on him?
Yeah, it's $48 US.
And he ships the first week in November, so... Yeah,
so pretty soon in a week.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Lost Kingdom Miniatures. Oh, frick. Magmahorin Realmgate and Taurus Lamassu.
Yeah, that's good. So this, they have a big line of non-IP infringing Chaos Dwarves. So those two, the Magmahorin Realmgate is a big terrain piece that would fit with the Age of Sigmar gate realms kind of thing, but it could also just be the entry of a giant Chaos Dwarf stronghold or something like that.
Awesome for a display board.
Yeah.
It's 24 centimeters tall.
Yeah.
It is a big piece.
And the other is just a non-ridden Taurus or Lamassu if you want. They have riders that you can buy, but they are sold separate. So if you don't like the Forge World one, this is a good alternative.
Yeah, and he looks huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see any dimensions anywhere, but he looks huge. And 55 euros, so for a model that size, I guess that makes perfect sense. All right, next up, miniature scenery. Orc X-Wing Fighter.
Orc Swing. There's a C. There shouldn't be a C there.
Yeah,
I don't know
Orc
why.
Swing.
Why it got in the notes. My bad.
Oh, was it actually in the notes or was it me? Oh.
Yeah, there was the C was in the notes, but not in the in the website. So
I figured I was just making it English,
yeah.
As opposed to Orcish.
So this is a Norx space fighter, based really loosely on an X-wing.
You know what makes me think of? Did you ever see Babylon 5?
No, I never saw that show. I've heard about it so much, but never saw it.
It hasn't aged all that well, but the characters are still awesome. Anyway, but they have a starfighter in there called a Fury. This looks like a Fury starfighter.
Okay.
Kind of like a snub-nosed quad engine, you know, cool thing. $22.
It's funny and it doesn't cost much. So
I would buy, I don't even play orcs, and I would buy one of these to paint and have fun with.
Yeah.
It looks like it'd be a good weathering experiment.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something that's not just a regular tank or something to practice weathering on, this could be a cool model to work on. All right, next up, Wood Axe Destroyer on pre-order.
So we were talking about Chaos Dwarf. This is another model that would be a good proxy for, and I'm going to go by memory, I think it's the Kadai Destroyer.
Yeah.
Or Kadai something, the Kadai Destroyer, which is their giant demon Taurus flaming beast. So this is another version of it. So Forge World have one, and now there's this one available from Wood Axe.
Yep.
And it looks cool. It looks like either flame or smoke with armor on it. So really fit the descriptive.
Yeah, it is very, very cool looking. I wish they had a painted version of it.
Me too.
Just the,
but it's just barely... got on the web.
Yeah. And it's 60 euros for what I'm assuming is a gigantic model.
Yes.
This seems like a very good price for a resin model that size.
So in this case, Woodax only have a Facebook page and they don't even have order. You need to PM the page to pre-order it. So you can pre-order right now and just follow the link in the show notes or search for Woodax into Word on Facebook.
All right. Next up, Wargame exclusive, Orc-copters.
So this... the link we have is the trio pack, so you've got three different ones. They are proxy models for the Defcoptas, is it?
Yep, that's exactly what they are, Defcoptas.
Yeah, but with instead of having blade, they're more like skimmers.
Yep, little anti-grav things.
Yeah.
Very cool models, all kinds of character. Wargame Exclusive does some really nice stuff. They're just one of those companies that's like a, you know, if you want a good proxy model, you turn to them.
And I like how the three different ones are so... They have really different personalities.
Yep. You know, if only GW could do that. Now then, good price too. Three of them for €49.99.
Or 20 each if you buy a separate.
Yeah. Important to note that if you do want these more game exclusive, they're going on vacation. From the 2nd to the 12th of November. So orders placed between those dates will not be processed till after the 12th.
Mm-hmm. So get it right now or wait after.
Yeah. There you go. It's one of those weeks, Antoine. Antennocytus Workshop. New vehicles.
You did well. It's not like it's the first time you mentioned that company.
Well, it's miserable every time, so yeah.
Yeah. So they have three new vehicles to add to their lines. They have more than that. There's a whole line of mostly Infinity-style vehicles, which I didn't mention, but I think it's mostly repackaging. But those three now are new. So there is a taxi, what they call the crappy driving, and the other is the crappy mechanics. The crappy driving being a car tossed on its side, and the other one with the hood open, and as if a mechanic was working in it because it stalled or something.
Pulp City.
Yeah, it works for Pulp City. Works for not Mars Attack. The other one, the zombie game by Mintic, popular zombie show.
Not Dead Rising. That was something else. Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Yeah, would work for Walking Dead. Work for. Any, like, there's a bunch of Street Gangs game we've mentioned on a bunch, maybe two, maybe three games we mentioned on Kickstarter recently that those would fit well. You could put on the streets while the gang fights and stuff like that. So there's a lot of places that those could fit.
Absolutely.
And there, I go from memory because I have a generic page, but they were £7.50, if I remember correctly. So about what, $12?
Yeah.
Which for cars at the right scale is pretty good. There's not many vehicles.
You don't have a lot of options.
Works well with 28 mil. So, well, 28 to 32 mil. So.
All right, and last up for the regular news, Weird Games. Malfor October releases.
So they have not that many miniatures. They only have four new releases, but there's a bunch of either card decks or either expansion or magazines going out. So they have...
Well, they have a Tarot Fate deck. That's pretty cool.
Is that new?
Yeah, that's in that list.
I think it's just a Fate deck, but it's Tyrod format?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just a new version of the Fate deck.
Yeah.
The suits are the same. Nothing. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I was wondering if it was something new, but...
No, it's just a...
Like you mentioned,
Tarot style, but
it's just a Tarot style Fate deck.
So, first from Malifaux, cool. We have... is that Scar 3? Oh, wait, no, sorry. Nikima. You know, it's funny. Privateer Press copied the whole Malifaux style with Grimkin, and now we get a little bit of tit-for-tat here.
Mm-hmm. This is an alternate model because she... that Nikima is already existing in the game. So it's an alternate one for, I think it was an older Mini. So they got a new version of her now.
Yeah, it looks very cool.
After that, we have... What's the roses? That's the Outcast, I think. The yes. symbol. Yeah, so Talos, which is kind of a metal golem. For the Outcast, we have the Talarian Quellers for the Ram is the Guild.
Yep.
And lastly, for the Ten Thunders, the Crime Bosses. There's two models in the box. Two Katanaka Crime Bosses.
Yeah, I like the style of the Malifaux stuff. They're doing good work over at Weird. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that it kind of died here.
Yeah, sadly. Well, I prefer the old aesthetic, but I see the beauty. I see how they are well. They're well sculpted. It's just the aesthetic fits well, fit less with me.
Yeah,
but it's really well done. It's just not in my style.
I hear you. All right, so that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news for the week. And only two items this week, so it was slow. And one of them we were kind of involved in, so let's start with that one.
Yeah, so it's the first. We are both involved in the same news item.
Yeah. Well, you to a much greater extent than I, but here we go. So it's a 3D wargaming, 3D printable tanks.
So this is a line of STL files that you'll get for tanks and other vehicles. Some sci-fi, but mostly historicals. So, and that's done by somebody local to us, and it's doing well, which is cool. So, Paul worked with him to do some of the, not the stop motion, but
time lapse video of the printing.
Yeah, printing one of the tanks, and I painted some of his painted samples.
Yeah, and. Very cool kits. They're scaled originally to 28 mil, but you can scale them down to something smaller or larger if you'd like. Good for you know, just people who want to have affordable models for gaming or for just painting. If you want to paint some historical stuff up or do some dioramas.
One of the things that he goes on about is the quality of his prints. It's not that the models are the same as other companies might do, other printable companies, but instead of being a big block, it's kits that you need to assemble so you can make sure that the printing surface is always on the right side when you assemble the kit, so there's less like printing artifacts.
Yeah, exactly.
So different surface.
He changes the facing of the model on the print bed depending on what you're printing and how it goes together. The kits fit very well together, and he's got a lot of nice little details.
And they paint well, like the samples you have on the website. All the painted ones are, no, most of the painted ones are by me, and some of are by Yom or other coast. So, and none of them had any post-processing. So they are off the printer. You remove the raft or the bed?
Yeah, he prints on raft, so you remove the raft and any support material.
Yeah, and after that, it's straight as is. And it prints well. It paints well.
Yeah, they came out really nicely, I have to say. I've got a couple of the kits myself, obviously, since I printed the demo video. I made the demo video. I printed the tank for the demo video. But the kits go together well. They're interesting, and it's affordable. So I think... the intro pledge is $19 Canadian, and that gets you two kits of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes up from there. $45 gets you five kits, et cetera, et cetera. The deal gets a bit better as it goes. He's got some pledges for custom models and, you know.
Or custom skins of existing models, which is a bit less than a full custom model.
You know, he got one pledge for... $6,000, which is crazy, but cool. and that basically gets that person, you know, he'll design a model for that guy. That's really neat. Anyway, so this Kickstarter has fully funded. He was looking for $1,000 because he already has some of the files already made. He's currently at 15,400, so it's fully funded with 24 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will complete on November 16th, 2017. Next up, Ramshackle Games, Mini Gangs Skirmish Game.
So this is an introductory game, or not really an introductory game, but a game that's made to be easy for new player or casual people to play quick skirmish games. It's by the same gang that do Ramshackle, from the name of the company. And so it's a post-apocalyptic. It's small gangs. You play gangs of four miniatures. They have three different gangs right now. You get plays with the small cards, simple but still a good strategy. It's a fun way to get introduced to playing with not too many models and not too complicated rules.
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting. Some of the model sculpts are pretty cool, though they do have a kind of retro feel to them.
Yes.
It's original Necromunda style type things. And that's pretty cool. And how is this doing? So let's look at the numbers here. So the gangs seem to start at $24?
Yeah. At $24 you get the gang, but you don't get the rules. And you can get the gang in Risen for a bit more. And after that, at 70, you can also get just the books for 20, I think.
Yeah, or $6 for the digital version.
Mm-hmm. But there's a big pledge at £75 that includes all 12 minis, so the three faction, the rules printed, and the cards.
I'm very surprised that buying a gang doesn't get you the digital rules at least. I would have thought that they would include that in the $24 pledge.
Mm-hmm. Might be an add-on for people who only want the minis.
Yeah.
So you can add on the printed rules for just £6.
Mm. All right. So they were looking for £2,000. They're currently at 2,700 with 66 backers and 9 days left to go. So barring something unforeseen, this Kickstarter should be fully funded on Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. And that's it for this week, Antoine. We've made it through another week.
Yes, we did.
Despite my rambling and our weird sidetracking about my painting and the on and on I went about the tank stuff, we did good. We did good. And apparently I had to finish it with another ramble, because it's what I do. All right, I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, Paul, and bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.